for questions 37 to 40 are based on the following conversation. Hey, Susan, you seem happy after coming back from your vacation.
Yeah, I went on numerous tours with my cousins.
Sounds fantastic. Where did you go?
Because I am tired of the hustle and bustle of fast-paced city life, I joined the Bath Day trip and the Stonehenge trip from London. Stonehenge is one of the most mysterious sites in the world. I have wondered whether it was built by aliens or humans. I took a lot of pictures of it.
Did you find any clues?
Nah. Later, I spent the afternoon in Bath, which is one of the oldest cities in England and a World Heritage Site. Its stunning buildings and the Roman baths will make you feel like you are in Roman times.
Another must-visit site is the Royal Crescent with its fine 18th-century architectural detail. Did you visit it?
Of course, I did. I also appreciated fireworks display at the rugby field. It is exclusive in November.
I saw on your Instagram story that you recorded many splendid scenes. This is Belfast, isn't it?
Yes, it was another great experience I would like to share with you guys. I visited Queen's University of Belfast, which was founded in 1845 and has numerous magnificent buildings. Then, you know my favorite movie is Titanic, so I went to the Titanic Museum. It literally took me back to the popular movie in 1997.
How about the other tour? It was the Manchester City Stadium tour, right?
I cancelled that one because I forgot my grandma was visiting us and staying at my parents' house for 3 days. Question 37, when does this conversation take place? Question 38, why did the female speaker visit Bath? Question 39, what is the most likely reason that the female speaker signed up by herself for the tour that was cancelled? Question 40, what can be inferred from the receipt?